tries to buy into the lie.
Moth.
Okay. And talking about several of those, you talk about several
moths.
And kind of insect that flies around and has a little light in its tail.
Lightning bug.
Okay. What about a little red thing that will get in your skin if you go blackberry picking?
Red bug.
Okay. And something that will bite you and make you itch.
Well, a red bug will make you itch.
Well,
another thing, mosquito, you mean?
Okay. And this is an insect that has a hard beak and two pairs of shiny wings. And they'll stay around damp places. Some people say that if you see these, it's a sign that snakes are near.
You mean a dragonfly?
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear any other name for dragonfly?
I have. I heard another name. Can't think of it, though.
Uh-huh. What about snake doctor?
Yes, snake doctor.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear mosquito hawk?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I don't know exactly what a mosquito hawk is, but I've heard of one.
Uh-huh. Do you think of it as being something similar to a
yes.
dragonfly?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. What kinds of insects will sting you?
Well, of course a bee will, and a wasp will.
Mm-hmm. Talking about several of those, you talk about several
kinds of insects.
Or
several species.
Or talking about the wasp. You talk
oh, the
about
wasp. You mean different kinds of wasps?
Uh-huh. What about something that has a nest like this?
A nest like that. Same kind, same variety of a wasp?
Well, it's similar to a wasp.
Dirt dauber?
Okay.
No, you're not talking about a dirt dauber, though.
A dirt dauber builds it.
It builds it. Builds his nest out of mud and cracks,
uh-huh.
usually.
Do mm-hmm. they sting you?
No, I don't think a dirt dauber does.
Uh-huh. What about something that's real bad to sting you? It builds a thing on
yellow jacket.
Uh-huh. Where do they build their nest?
Well, they build them in bushes.
Uh-huh.
Because I've roused a bush of them. I guess there was a nest there. I didn't investigate to find out what kind of a nest. A nest.
Well, this is something that feels sort of a paper type of nest, but it's big like this.
I think I can see the nest in my mind, but I can't see the insect that goes into it.
Uh-huh. I see hornets.
Oh, yes, hornets, of course. Yeah,
uh-huh.
Hornets. Mm-hmm.
Say, if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a
cobweb.
Okay. What about something like that outside, maybe stretched across a bush?
I'd still call it a cobweb.
Okay. Even if it has a spider in it?
Web. A spider's web.
Uh-huh. Would a cobweb have a spider in it?
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm. The parts of the tree that grow under the ground are called the
roots.
Did you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yes. Many kinds of roots for medicine. Do you want me to tell you one?
Sure.
Root. I don't know. I can't think of one now.
Mm-hmm. But did you ever, when you were growing up, did your parents ever give you homemade medicine? Or?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I think the sassafras root, I think, is used
mm-hmm.
to make some kind of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what the medicine is called.
Mm-hmm. What different types of trees grow around here?
Well, of course, oak and pine
mm-hmm.
and pecan
mm-hmm.
and walnut and fringe trees and cherry trees.